Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 35, found in Grade 7, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 35 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 34 of the Grade 7 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 35. In this question, the student is given high and low temperatures of certain days and is asked to determine the high temperature on Sunday and the low temperature on Tuesday. Please note that a show your work area is provided for the second part. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 3. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response for the first answer is 5 degrees for the high temperature on Sunday. The work shown to determine the second answer could be a number line or an equation to arrive at the correct answer of 0 degrees for the low temperature on Tuesday. Any other valid process used to arrive at this answer would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 36. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 3. Both answers provided are correct, and the work shown for the second part is sufficient. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is also a score point 3. In this response, both answers are again correct, and the work shown is acceptable. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 2. The work shown and the answer provided in the second part of the question are both correct, but the first answer should be 5 degrees, not 7 degrees. The next paper, the fourth guide paper, is another score point 2 response. Although the student has provided two correct answers, no work has been shown, so only partial credit is awarded. In the fifth guide paper, which is a score point 1 response, we find that the first answer is correct, but the second answer and the work shown are incorrect. Okay, let's review the sixth guide paper, which is also a score point 1. Like the previous paper, this response has a correct first answer, but the second answer and the work shown are incorrect. The seventh and last guide paper for this question is a score point 0. This paper includes no correct information and receives no credit. Please take a moment to review these seven papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 35, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 3-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, You should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 35. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 21. In this response, both answers are correct, and the work shown for the second answer is complete and thorough. Therefore, this response earns a score point 3. In Practice Set 22, we find that although both answers are correct, there is an incorrect mathematical statement in the work shown. A negative 9 plus 6 does not equal 0. Please also remember that if the student's work contains a number string, the response cannot receive full credit. This response receives a score point 2. Next is Practice Set 23. In this paper, the answers provided are correct, but no work is shown. This response receives a score point 2. Let's move on to Practice Set 24. Both the answers provided and the work shown are incorrect, so this response receives a score point 0. Our last practice set for this question is Practice Set 25. This student has provided 2 correct answers and shown acceptable work, earning this response a score point 3. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.